Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with World News. The headlines. Arab League and OIC nations urge all states to take legal and effective measures to prevent Israel from continuing its actions against Palestinian people. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandraram Gulam to call on India's President Draupadi Murmu in New Delhi today. Nepal government announces relief package for families of victims during the Gen Z movement. UK and US announced to sign wide-ranging series of nuclear power deals during US President's visit to Britain. And a US appeals court declines to allow President Donald Trump to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Arab and Muslim leaders have called for a review of ties with Israel after emergency talks in Doha yesterday, following last week's deadly strike on Hamas members in the Qatari capital. The Arab League, an Organization of Islamic Cooperation joint session, which brought together nearly 60 countries, sought to take firm action after Israel's attack on Qatar-hosted Hamas officials as they discussed a Gaza ceasefire proposal. A joint statement from the summit urged all states to take all possible legal and effective measures to prevent Israel from continuing its actions against the Palestinian people, including reviewing diplomatic and economic relations with it and initiating legal proceedings against it. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump insisted that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would not strike Qatar again. He said this to reporters in the Oval Office after Netanyahu failed to rule out further strikes during a meeting with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jerusalem. Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held an expanded meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to discuss Iran, the strike in Doha, and efforts to free hostages. During the meeting held at Netanyahu's Jerusalem office, Rubio put the Trump administration's full support behind Benjamin Netanyahu. He said Washington's priorities were the liberation of Israeli hostages and the destruction of Hamas.
We want all of the hostages out, every single one of them, both living and deceased, all of them. There should never have been hostages. This happened because on October 7th, these barbaric animals conducted this operation and against innocent people that had nothing to do with any of this. That's why this all started. We've forgotten that. That's why the president keeps saying, remember October 7th. We wouldn't even be having these conversations right now if these barbarians had not done what they did. It needs to end. It ends by eliminating the people who did it, by ending them. It ends by releasing every single hostage, both living and deceased.
Mr. Rubio would make a stop in Doha today on his way to London. In the aftermath of Nepal's most intense youth-led uprising, the government has announced a relief package for the families of those who lost their lives during the Gen Z movement. The decision was finalized in a cabinet meeting held yesterday, with Home and Law Minister Om Prakash Arial confirming that each martyr's family will receive 1.5 million rupees in total compensation. This includes 1 million rupees as direct financial support and 500,000 rupees to cover funeral and logistical expenses. In addition to financial aid, the government will provide free medical treatment to all injured individuals. The Gen Z protests, which erupted on September 8th and 9th, led to the resignation of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The protests claimed 72 lives, including 59 protesters, 10 prisoners and 3 police officers, while more than 1,300 people were injured. Newly appointed Home Minister of Nepal, Om Prakash Arial, has said the formation of the incumbent government aims to conduct the election in a free and impartial atmosphere. Talking to media persons after assuming his office at the ministry, he said the government was formed with this explicit mandate. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam, has arrived in New Delhi this after completing his visit to Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. He will visit Rajghat and Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi and lay the wreath to Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Later in the day, he will call on President Draupadi Murmu and will also visit the new Parliament building. Union Minister of State for External Affairs, Pobitra Margareta, called on Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape, conveying greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and people of India on the occasion of the country's 50th anniversary of independence yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Margarita expressed both nations' commitment to deepening bilateral and people-to-people ties. During the visit, he is expected to have bilateral meetings with the political leadership of Papua New Guinea, according to Ministry of External Affairs statement. He will also interact with the Indian diaspora and the business community. Minister of External Affairs, Dr. S. Jayashankar, has also greeted his Papua New Guinea counterpart, Justin Thangchekkong, and the people of the country on the 50th anniversary of their independence. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, India is committed to further strengthening Indo-Pacific cooperation. India had gifted a consignment of 8,000 bottles of indelible ink to the Electoral Commission of Papua New Guinea in June this year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government of the UK and the US have announced a wide-ranging series of nuclear power deals in which multiple leading US-based companies will build projects overseas. As part of nuclear renaissance, the deals are specifically designed to accelerate advanced reactor deployment and reduce reliance on Russian nuclear fuels. The deals will be formally signed during President Donald Trump's state visit to London this week, the British Embassy in Washington said. A U.S. appeals court has declined to allow President Donald Trump to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The decision is the latest in a legal battle that threatens the Fed's long-standing independence. The decision, split along party lines, marks another defeat for the White House's efforts to control the Fed and economic policy. The Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit said in an emergency ruling, President Trump cannot remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors for now. The decision means that Cook can now, for now, remain at the Fed ahead of its policy meeting today and tomorrow, where it is expected to cut U.S. interest rates to shore up a cooling labor market. Sri Lanka's Health and Mass Media Minister Nalinda Jayathesa announced that his ministry is planning health and wellness centers called Arogya, based on Indian primary healthcare system. Speaking at the commemoration dinner of Sri Lankan Indian Society, Dr. Jayathesa said that the focus and framework of the system will be similar to Indian systems, which he witnessed during his recent visit to India. The minister also invited Indian firms to set up pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities in Sri Lanka. The 18th World Congress of Inclusion International, themed We Are Inclusion, has opened at Expo Center Sharjah, marking the first time the global gathering is being hosted in the West Asia and North African region. Held under the patronage of Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Muhammad Al Qasimi, ruler of Sharjah, the three-day congress runs from September 15th to 17th. The event has drawn more than 500 participants from 74 countries, including 152 expert speakers, 134 self-advocates, and representatives from 125 organizations. Across 59 panel discussions, delegates are addressing issues of inclusive healthcare, education, economic participation, legal rights, and crisis response, all in alignment with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Arab League and OIC Nations urges all states to take legal and effective measures to prevent Israel from continuing its actions against Palestinian people. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam to call on India's President Draupadi Murmu in New Delhi today. Nepal government announces relief package for families of victims during the Gen Z movement. UK and US announced to sign wide-ranging series of nuclear power deals during US President's visit to Britain. And the US appeals court declines to allow President Donald Trump to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. And that is the end of this news bulletin.